Gold just posted its worst month since 2008, and Bitcoin held up better. Gold closed March 2026 down roughly 15%, its steepest monthly decline since October 2008, when the financial crisis forced mass liquidation across every asset class. The metal that was supposed to shine during wartime and inflation instead broke in the opposite direction, falling from around $5,200 at the start of the month to approximately $4,400 by month's end. As of March 31, 2026, Bitcoin sits at 66,778, down 5.5% over the past 7 days. The fear and greed index reads 26, firmly in fear territory. Gold is down roughly 3 times as much as Bitcoin over the same period. That is not the relationship most investors expected heading into a month defined by war and oil shocks. A $7 billion exit from the world's largest gold ETF, the SPDR Gold Trust, GLD, recorded $707 billion in outflows during March, the largest monthly withdrawal in the fund's history, surpassing the previous record of $6.8 billion set in April 2013. On March 28 alone, GLD lost $2.26 billion in a single session. The selling accelerated in the final 2 weeks. After losing $232 million in 1 week, outflows jumped to $1.5 billion the following week, then ballooned further as month-end approached. Smaller gold ETFs followed the same pattern. The iShares Gold Trust, IAU, saw proportional redemptions, and analysts at TradingView flagged $3,650 as the next technical support level if the selling continues into April. Why gold broke during its ideal scenario? On paper, March 2026 was designed for gold. The Iran war entered its 5th week. Oil crossed $100 per barrel after the Strait of Hormuz disruption, which the International Energy Agency called the largest supply disruption in the history of the global oil market. Inflation expectations spiked. Geopolitical uncertainty was at multi-year highs. But three forces overwhelmed the safe haven bid: rising real yields. The Federal Reserve held rates steady in March and projected a benchmark rate of 3.4% at year-end, with core PCE inflation stuck at 2.7%. Higher for longer rates make treasury bonds and cash more attractive than a metal that generates no income. Gold's opportunity cost is directly tied to real yields, and those yields moved sharply against it. Dollar strength. The U.S. dollar rebounded throughout March as foreign capital flowed into dollar-denominated assets. Gold is priced in dollars, so a stronger greenback makes it more expensive for international buyers, suppressing demand from the largest physical gold markets in Asia and the Middle East. Leveraged unwinding. Gold had rallied to a record $5,600 in late January, attracting momentum traders and leveraged positions. When the narrative shifted from war premium to rates staying higher, those positions unwound violently. CNN reported that gold's mid-March weekly loss of 11% was the worst since 1983. The pattern is not unprecedented. Gold also fell during the early stages of the 2003 Iraq War and during the initial COVID crash in March 2020. In both cases, liquidity needs and margin calls forced selling across all assets, including supposed safe havens. Bitcoin's relative resilience. Bitcoin did not rally during gold's collapse. It fell too, dropping from roughly $70,000 to $66,078 over the past week. But the scale of the decline was a fraction of gold's. BTC is down about 5.5% for the week versus gold's 15% monthly loss. More telling than the price action are the flows. BlackRock's IBIT absorbed $380 million in a single day, while SPY lost $1,362 billion, and GLD lost $226 billion. That is not a coincidence. Institutional allocators are treating Bitcoin as a distinct asset class rather than a gold substitute, and some are actively rotating from traditional commodities into crypto during the drawdown. Bloomberg ETF analyst Eric Balchunas has argued that Bitcoin and gold are not inversely correlated, but rather largely uncorrelated. March's data supports that thesis. The two assets moved in the same direction, but at vastly different magnitudes, with different buyer bases driving different outcomes. For crypto card holders, the distinction matters. Anyone holding gold-backed stablecoins like PAXG or XAUT saw their card balances drop in lockstep with spot gold. Users holding stablecoin balances pegged to USD were unaffected by the commodity sell-off entirely. What the banks still expect, despite the crash, major bank forecasts remain bullish on gold for the second half of the year. JP Morgan's year-end target is $6,300 per ounce. Deutsche Bank is at $6,000. Both assume that rate cuts eventually arrive and that the war premium returns once the initial forced selling is absorbed. The bear case is simpler. If the Fed delays cuts into 2027 and the dollar stays strong, gold could test the $3,250 support level that technical analysts have flagged. At that point, gold would be down 33% from its January high, entering a drawdown comparable to the 2013 crash that followed the post-crisis rally.